You ever thought about a career in healthcare technology or management? Well, that's the topic of our discussion this morning. We're joined by Dave Francoeur, Regional Vice President of Compass Healthcare Technology Solutions. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How are you today, Russ?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm awesome. Thank you so much.
Now, we talk a lot about careers here at WCSR, just different lines of work. And I know there, with technology, there are a lot of careers opening up. And healthcare technology management is one of those that's really seen some growth in the past several years.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the thing of it is it's been rated one of the top five growing professions in the country. And it's just phenomenal. It's a great opportunity for somebody that has, you know, some people skills, some technical skills. It's a great way to get into a profession and be recognized. You work alongside of physicians and clinicians in a healthcare environment. Primarily is the greatest exposure and opportunity in the industry. There are other ways as well. You can get into research and development aspects. You can get into the sales piece of it. You can get into manufacturing aspects of it. But essentially, it's taking care of the medical equipment that the doctors and the nurses use every day to make sure the patients have a good working, safe environment and to make sure that they can take care of patients as quickly and steadily and safely as possible.
And I guess we don't think about that much. That's something that we take for granted when we go to the doctor or when we go to the hospital. That equipment has to be maintained by somebody. And really, if you're someone who's mechanically inclined or you're someone who's really a technical type of person, there are a lot of us around. It really, to me, seems like an interesting field.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely it is. It's, you know, it's a great opportunity to, you know, to your point, if you like to tinker with your hands, you know, you're looking for a clean environment to work in, and you like to contribute to your community by working at your local hospital, it's a great way. Technology has changed dramatically, as you well know and can imagine. Just look at your TVs as an example. But, you know, there's still a need in the industry where there's medical equipment that the doctors are using. Everybody knows the doctors are what save the lives and take care of the patients. The nurses are a tool that the doctors use to make sure that, you know, they're continually monitoring and managing those patients. But yet the equipment is something that both the doctors and the nurses need in order to be successful in the care and maintenance of the patients. And so to make sure that that equipment is working properly, is there when it's needed by those clinicians and physicians, is extremely important as well. And it's a great opportunity for somebody that if they have an interest or a need to look for a profession, to consider this profession.
And, you know, like we've said a couple of times, you really can't overstate the importance of that equipment and that it's working properly. And all of us want to feel like we have a meaningful job. How does healthcare technology management, how does it fare as far as stability and growth in those areas?
So, you know, I guess I would answer it this way. First of all, there's more and more people coming into the world. You know, there's more and more people that are looking for health care. People are living longer. And in order for people to get the proper care that they need in a health care environment, the equipment has to be working. And so you're, as a person within the industry, you're contributing every day to the success of the health care environment and making sure that medical equipment is working in the proper manner for which it was intended and designed, is only helping the healthcare doctors and nurses to make sure that the patients are being cared for the way they should be. And so you should feel very satisfied every day knowing that you've contributed to the success and the welfare of humans and the care and maintenance of them within a healthcare environment. So, you know, it should make you feel good every day when you go home.
And you mentioned there are several different areas of healthcare technology management. I mean, maybe you're one of those kind of people that really is just likes to get out and talk with people, and you're a good salesperson. Sales is a good line of work. The technicians that actually go to the hospital and make repairs and do the maintenance. And you mentioned research and development as well. Now, if I were looking at, say, just the technician end of it, what sort of career or educational path am I looking at? Am I looking at 4-year college degree? Am I looking at beyond that, less than that?
You know, that's the beautiful part about it. This profession probably offers about every possible scenario you can think of, but I'll just kind of run you through a couple. So you can start out, you really can do a lot of on-the-job training, but it's most advised by starting out with a 2-year associate's degree. You can go get an associate's degree in biomedical equipment technology, call your local colleges, and you can go that route. You can get into the bachelor aspect of it, which would be a four-year degree, or quite frankly, you can get all the way up to a master's degree and related to clinical engineering. And so there's all different avenues and venues and different levels that you can aspire to within the profession, which just makes it that much more desirable and can fit every person's need. You know, I'll go back to what you said is true. I mean, you have the hands-on servicing, which you could do within a hospital. You could do it as a field set service rep, so where you would travel in a car provided by the company, and you would go to varying hospitals or varying healthcare facilities. If you get into the sales aspect of it, you can get into research and development, you get into manufacturing. So there's all kinds of venues by which you can get into this profession, and there's all varying degrees of education that you can have depending on where you want to take it to.
And it seems to me like, just like a lot of other areas of technology, this is one of those areas that's going to grow. I mean, medical technology is growing by leaps and bounds. So there's always going to be something new to learn as well.
Yeah, no, there's absolutely, that's correct. And what's great about it is as long as there's people, there's going to be a need to take care of those people, and that need is going to come through medical equipment. And so even though the equipment might look different, it might act different, the reality is it's always still going to be a need for it. And so especially if you're somebody that gets, you know, that kind of gets excited about changes, well, this is always going to be evolving, and you're always going to be on the cutting edge and have an opportunity to be out in the forefront of what's going on. And so it's a great opportunity for somebody who wants to do that. The best part of it is regardless of the personality that you are, whether you're extremely outgoing or a little bit more shy, you have the ability to fit in, because you could be that type of person that really doesn't like to intermingle. Then you have the ability to kind of go sit someplace and just fix things and tinker and play. Whereas if you're the type of person that likes to be out and be in the middle of everything, you have that opportunity to be working alongside of other healthcare professionals or sales capacities and actually play an integral part in the day-to-day activity of the actual events.
Job security, new technology, a good salary, and the ability to tailor your job toward your own personality. And to top it off, you get your own week. This week is the Healthcare Technology Management Week. So you can't beat that either.
No, that's absolutely correct. And quite frankly, we all, in the profession, in the industry, we all owe a big vote of thanks to the AAMI, Association for the Advancement of Medical Instrumentation. That organization, an international organization, are great people and represent us tremendously. And it's because of people like them that we have been recognized and that we have this ability. So we owe it all to them. And quite frankly, the profession is very grateful that they're part of it.
It's Healthcare Technology Management Week, and we're joined by Dave Francoeur, Regional Vice President of Compass Healthcare Technology Solutions. Dave, we appreciate your time and the good information.
Well, I appreciate your time and the opportunity to be able to speak about this wonderful profession, and I hope people get excited and go look into it.
Thanks.
Thank you.